I am super excited to welcome back to the show Dr. Joanne Yanez. She is the Executive Director of the Association of Accredited Naturopathic Medical Colleges and the Chair of the Academic Collaborative for Integrative Health. She also serves on the Integrative Health Policy Consortium Education Committee. Weaving a passion for illness prevention into her professional life, Dr. Yanez's career has spanned advocacy, academia, patient care, and public health. She joins us once a month to talk about everything related to health and wellness and just, you know, living your best life. Dr. Yanez, welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you both?
Doing great. Todd?
Well, a little bit of a kerfuffle this morning. We had issues getting online, so I wasn't on for the first segment. And then I started this last segment with my mic muted. And so, just gotta settle down here.
He's having one of those days.
It's okay. Take a breath.
So you are.
Did either of you make any New Year's resolutions?
Yes. So I had fallen off the vegan wagon, the plant-based wagon, at Thanksgiving, and
you
just
made a choice.
What was that?
You made a choice.
Yeah. Well, I fell off the wagon.
Fallen off is yeah. Okay. That's how you choose.
Well, it's not like.
You're perfectly capable of speaking your, you know, expressing yourself. So I'll.
Yeah, I'm not trying to say that it wasn't my fault. I'm the one who made the decision about what to put in my mouth. I wanted turkey dinner, and then I was like, oh, meat tastes pretty good. So I'm back on the vegan wagon and living healthier. And I want to. I've given up Diet Coke again, and just trying to be more, just live a more healthful life. So that was a very long answer to your question.
Okay.
Yeah, and my answer is no.
Very good. So, you know, the only resolution that I've ever kept was a resolution to not make resolutions.
Oh, see, there you go.
But it's actually deeper than that. We talk about mindfulness. I have talked with you all about mindfulness for a long time. And, you know, it was interesting for me over the holidays, I actually scheduled no calls. Now, that doesn't mean I didn't have any calls, but a few popped up. But I scheduled no work calls, and I really just wanted to take some time because it's been a very hectic year, to say the least. I had some time with myself to think and to reflect on, you know, what's going well, what do I want to change? And one of the things I think as the world has transitioned to all of these Zoom calls, my life seems like a revolving door of Zoom calls now. What I found was, you know, you could kind of laugh at it, but, you know, I was scheduling all of my Zoom calls on the hour, and there were some days where I had 7-8 Zoom calls back to back.
Oh.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Sounds like a great day.
I wish my mic had been muted. But what I found was, oh my gosh, like, I'm, you know, having to bring my computer into the kitchen and, you know, you know, fix food here and there, or, you know, bring it into the kitchen while I go grab tea. And, you know, there was just never any downtime. And I just kind of got used to that. I'm like, you know, that's not really how I want to live my life. I should have a few moments each hour where I can step away, go to the bathroom, get some tea, you know, just step away from the computer.
Take a deep breath.
Take a deep breath. Get outside for 5 minutes. You know, all of the things I tell people to do. I'm like, hold on a second. I'm not really doing this so great myself. So I, you know, just in reflecting, and it just happened to coincide with the new year, but I said, okay, I'm in control of my calendar. I decide what I schedule and when. Sometimes. You know, not everything is fully within my scheduling power, but the meetings that I'm in control of, I am going to schedule for 50 minutes. Instead of scheduling them on the hour and feeling like I'm on this hamster wheel, I'm going to schedule meetings for 50 minutes if they're an hour meeting, or 25 minutes if they're a half an hour meeting, and give myself a little bit of a buffer in between to do those things, to, you know, go check on my son who's in, you know, homeschool, or, you know, go grab some tea and go step away from the computer and to be mindful. And so that was my own commitment to walking the talk.
And so how are you feeling since you made that change?
It's definitely, I can't say that it's perfect because there are still meetings on my calendar that I'm not in charge of. And sometimes meetings go late and things of that sort. So there are things that are going to be in your control. And then for the things that are not in your control, you know, just learning to roll with it. I will say though, in the last, you know, week and a half since implementing this, that things feel calmer. It doesn't feel like I'm rushing so much from one thing to the next thing to the next thing. And oh gosh, what meeting am I supposed to be in now? And I'm still wrapping up the notes from the last one. And I've got to type up an email from this one. And you know, it's like, doesn't feel like that as much. So I'm hoping that that will continue through the year.
Because it's just not sustainable to be running on that hamster wheel. You hit a wall eventually.
It's a lot. You know, I'm pretty resilient. And, you know, I remember from my old practicing in clinic days as a doc, you would just go from one patient's room to the next, to the next, to the next. So, you know, there is, you know, kind of conditioning to that I think maybe, you know, I was more tolerant of it than other folks might have been. But, you know, nonetheless, it's not a healthy way to live. And, you know, to be in my own house and know that my bathroom is 5 paces behind me and I can't make it there. It's crazy.
So, you know, I am trying. I'm not always successful. I am trying to actually schedule where I can 15 to 30 minute breaks between meetings, because there's always follow up. And if I don't do it right away, then often I forget, or it comes in
exactly
much later than I told them. Like I set up for them to believe that it would come. So if I'm supposed to do a follow up email, people think, okay, it's going to come right after the meeting. Well, if I have back to back meetings after that, it doesn't happen until maybe the next morning. And so, you know, I'm doing my best. Exactly. You know, because there's...
Yeah, so I think it's just, you know, we're in this new reality, and so many of us got thrust into this new world. And, you know, mindfulness is just a check-in. How are things going? You know, it could be mindfulness about the vegan. How's my body feeling on this vegan diet? Did I feel better on meat? You know, and just, you know, checking in with yourself, or do I feel better on this vegan diet? Like, it's just a check-in. You know, I've been doing an elimination diet with my son for allergies, and, you know, the other day we introduced wheat, and, you know, an hour later he said, Mommy, I don't feel so good.
Oh.
I said, okay, that's, you know, let's note that, and, you know, and let's, you know, and he's 8, so he wasn't really well able to vocalize what the I don't feel good meant. But you know, it's just like, let's check in from time to time. How is this new work schedule going? Is there something I want to change? How is this new exercise program going? How is this, you know, new whatever going, or this old whatever going? It's just mindfulness in life is just being present. It's paying attention to how things are and recognizing that, you know, at least those things that are in your control and power, You have the ability to change.
Oh, that's such an important lesson. And it's one that we have to commit ourselves to frequently, like recommit ourselves to doing it. Because
my resolution was not to make any more resolutions, but to be mindful and present. And if there's something that needs to change, I don't wait until some arbitrary date on a calendar to do it. I do it when I recognize it.
Excellent advice for everyone. So how do people, I know that you all are always doing incredible things on your website. You have webinars and other training and information about naturopathic medical colleges. How do people get to your website and find out all that information?
So we are at aanmc.org. And next month we've got a webinar with a local California doc on living a low-toxin lifestyle. So he's going to talk all about the chemicals in our houses and our cleaning products and our toiletries and all of that, and how we can limit or lower the chemicals that we're exposed to on a daily basis.
Oh, that's good. That's good stuff. You don't want to miss that. Dr. Yanez, Dr. Joanne Yanez, thank you so much for joining us. As always, it's been a treat.
You bet. Have a great day, folks.
Thank you, too.
Todd, I hope your day goes a little better.
Me too.
So with that, it's time for a break. I'm Erin Brinker.
And I'm Todd Brinker.
And we are on The Brink, the morning show on KCAA. We'll be right back.